A new mobile app is being called a Waze for drone pilots. It's called Hive Mapper, and among other things, it helps you avoid crashing your drone into buildings. Laura Kolodny is a reporter for Dow Jones, and she also writes, her stuff shows up on the Wall Street Journal website as well. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So glad you're here. Now, what is this Hive Mapper business, and how does it work?
So it's crowdsourced, and that's the comparison to Waze. Basically, you have all these drone pilots flying around, and they can that community can contribute to this massive map of the Earth. The app itself can be used in flight or to plan a flight, and it shows you these 3D photography, aerial images that include alerts when you're approaching some obstruction. It could be a power line, a building, some natural structure, and basically just keeps you from crashing your new toy. It could be used in a professional or hobbyist setting, but it was interesting. The founder mentioned to me that there are a lot of other map approaches, but none of them have leveraged this sort of natural community zeitgeist around drones to improve their data in this way. And he has a background in sort of freelance crowdsource application. He ran a company called GigWalk before, so you can see the expertise porting over into this space. It's still about 20% proprietary. So they do part of the data gathering through computer visioning and, acquiring data from satellites or other sources that they are going to work into it just to verify all the community information. And I think that's where it's garnering all the comparisons to Waze and things like OpenStreetMap.
So is there a social component to this too? Like can pilots, chat with one another? Can they maybe, discuss, okay, hey, this would be a cool place to go, or I'm going to be in this area at this time, or anything like that?
To be honest, I don't fly drones. I'm not a drone operator yet. And it would be useful for the media work. But so I haven't used this, and I don't know. It's community editable, but I don't think it's used like a chat app in that way.
Can you talk about the company a little bit? I mean, this is a brand new startup. They're pretty small, and they just raised some funds. What is the current status of this company?
They're here in the Bay Area, in Burlingame. They have landed, actually the round closed in May. It was a 2.9 million seed round, which is really meaningful at the seed stage. I think that's an indication of the confidence that these investors have in a serial entrepreneur here and his experience in crowdsourcing concepts as well. Drone investing is really, it's just hot right now. Drone-related technologies are drawing more investments in the U.S. than they have in past years and quarters, and we see different firms like Sequoia getting involved. Dow Jones, which owns this incredible fact-checked, deep data source called VentureSource, that the Q1 through Q3 alone, there's been about 42 deals in the U.S. in drone-related technologies with $139.5 million going to drone deals in Q3 alone. So we're seeing, a lot of uptick in venture capital interest in the space. I feel like China was ahead of us. It used to be about investing in the sensors, the components, the hardware, and now it's really about the intelligence here. There are a handful of other startups they're going to compete against, but as I mentioned, they're sort of like crowdsourced, community-edited approach to the cartography is really different. Others have been more focused on amassing the regulatory data. So to keep drones away from places where they're not wanted or where it's a safety concern, and actually where they can't legally go, like AirMap, that's sort of a digital sky atlas that's really focused on real-time data about the regulation, is very fragmented in the U.S., which could be challenging for pilots. GOVS in Europe, which, it's more of this heavy duty 3D cartography for drone navigation, but they also do that for other industries like naval and industrial businesses that that need that. And anyway, it's really heating up. But this is definitely a meaningful seed deal from a founder who has a great track record.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that story, Laura. Laura Kolodny is at WSJ.com. That's where you can read her stuff. And you can find her on Twitter at Laura Kolodny. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us today.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.